You and I are calling out our judgments harsh and cruel, when angry words are falling down like stones into a pool. Remember when we came to Jesus asking for his test? He stooped and drew upon the ground. He listened for God's voice. He listened for his Father's voice. He told him what to do. How often do you listen when the good Lord speaks to you? He listened for his mother's voice. He told him what to do. How often do you listen when the good Lord speaks to you? When others' faults are many and their crimes have brought them shame, whenever you see anyone who sins or stains his name, remember when I master faced the angry night. Angry mob alone, and call for him without a sin to come and throw a stone. He called for him to throw a stone who did not have a sin. Would you have been the first in line if you had been there then? He called for him to throw a stone who did not have a sin. Could you have been the first in line when you had been there then? So when darkness seems to linger and the world grows close and tight, when hatred points its finger and you feel its angry bite, remember that our master, he said, where are those thine accusers? Go and sin no more. Where are those who would point their fingers and would lay the blame? A master set that woman free, for us he'd done the same. Where are those who would point their fingers like they did before? Christ has come to set you free, so go and sin no more.
One more. One more tune and bring out the next folks. Thanks very much for having me here, to Margot, wherever she is. Thanks to you.
Will shady grove, my little love, shady grove I know. Shady grove, my little love, bound for shady grove. Lips as red as a blooming rose, eyes are the deepest brown. You are the darling of my heart, won't you stay till the sun goes down? Shady grove, my little love, shady grove, my darling. Shady grove, my little love, I'm going back to Harlan. Well, I wish that I had a big fat horse, a little corn to feed him on. Pretty little girl to stay back home, and she could feed him when I've gone. Shady grove, my little love, shady grove I know. Shady Grove, my little old bound Shady Grove. Well, it's peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the one I love, I don't want none at all. Well, when I was a little bitty boy, I played out in the yard, and I never knew that life could be so funny and so hard. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm going back to Heartland. And Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know, Shady Grove, my little love, bound for Shady Grove. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love, bound for Shady Grove, bound for Shady Grove.
Fiddle's gonna play on that, thank you.
I'm
gonna talk on this one.
I'm gonna talk and sing on this one.
Only if Bobby says you are.
A woman of few words.
I will, one way or the other. One eye.
What number
does
it say on the stamp? On the face? On the masking tape? In the hole in the bottom of the seat?
We don't know.
We can't read it.
There's a, like, R-A-S.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a nice tune from Kentucky called The Wild Rose of the Mountain. Written by an Indian fellow named Bononi is how the story goes. Go ahead.
Well, this next song we learned from none other than our good buddies Jerry Milnes and Michael Klein. And it's a song about crossing over the Blue Ridge Mountains, which back when this song was written was probably quite a trick, because I don't think Route 33 was there, so it's kind of hard to get from Charlottesville to here. But and I'd like to dedicate this to my my daughter, oh, running around out here.
What a sensitive guy.
Thank you.
One.
She'd kill me if I didn't.
One morning in May, I heard a married man to a young woman say, "Rise up, pretty Katie, and go along with me across the Blue Mountains to the Allegheny." Then up spoke her mother, and angry was she, "Katie, oh Katie, a married man is he. There's plenty of young men more handsome than he. Let him take his own wife to the Allegheny." I'll buy you a horse, love, and saddle to ride. I'll buy me another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every alehouse, we'll drink when we're dry, and across the Blue Mountains go Katie and I. Oh, mother, he's the man of my heart. Wouldn't it be sad if we had to part? He'd value any woman that ever he'd see, going across the Blue Mountains to the Allegheny. Out at daybreak on a dapple and a roam, through the cold shivering pines where the mockingbirds moan. Past dark cabin windows where eyes never see, and across the Blue Mountains to the Allegheny.
Thank you.
I won't. We won't. Well, we're real happy to have been able to be part of this.
Yeah.
Dulcimer Festival looked like it had a really great turnout. And I hope everyone's ready to party tonight, because it all pooped out kind of early last night. Except down at Michael's motel down there, we were playing in the parking lot. Probably
right
kept Steve up, because we were right outside his window.
Right.
2 o'clock.
Your window too, right.
2 o'clock in the morning. But
right, waiting to be kicked out, and amazingly enough, nobody kicked us out.
That's right. I figured we just played till we got thrown out, and no one ever threw us out. We had to leave on our own volition.
Try it again tonight. Now we know what you want.
We'll swing things up a little bit with a song that we learned from a great old-time band called the Hot Mud Family. This was a band that was around about 6 or 7 years ago is when they stopped playing, but a really great band that played lots of stuff from Ohio, old fiddle tunes. They knew a lot of old fiddle players down there. Also played bluegrass and some swing stuff.
General all-around good band.
Yeah,
huh?
Great band. And it's called, what is this called?
I don't know.
What did we decide
to
call
it? Drop Me Down in Caroline is what I'll call it.
Sam calls it Drop Me Down in Caroline, so that's what we'll call it tonight.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Goodbye, Northland, I'm on my way. Today's my busy day. I got my grip all packed and I just got paid. Here's all I can say.
Drop me down in Carolina. Carolina would be fine. Any place below the Dixon line. Alabama or Tennessee. Sure enough looks good to me. You know I find some kinfolk there of mine. I've been away so long, up in the ice and snow, and now I long to be back where the warm, warm breezes blow. But from now on, when riding me, if not there, just forward, please, any place below the Dixon line.
Tune about one of our favorite greasy foods called the pig ankle rag. Hey, we heard you singing. We like that. So we want you to sing one with us. This is a song that was written by Ola Bell Reed. And we learned it at a benefit concert for her shortly after she had a stroke. That's been how long ago now? 2 years?
Yeah.
A couple of years.
She's doing well. But her son, what's her son's name?
David.
Dave brought this song. And it was the perfect song for a spirited woman who, in fact, wrote the song, as I said. But you'll get the chorus. It's called Sing Me a Song.
Somebody get this dulcimer out of the way.
You got your dulcimaniac t-shirts. You've probably seen this vision all week, but we haven't been here till yesterday. But back here in this room with all the people that are playing, there's just dulcimers all over back there. It's really kind of nice.
Yeah, take a walk back. Anyway, we do want to, I mean, this is going to be a wonderful room for singing, so come on and get in the spirit.
This is going to be our last number, and then we're going to invite everybody else that was up on this stage tonight, and we'll all do a finale number together. Let's see.
Can
you're
I?
Knock me around.
I am. I'm glad he moved. I'd rather be this way.
I'm moving.
Don't move too far.
Ready?
Sing it now.
sing me a song. Sing me a song. When I come to the end of my journey, and I know it won't be long till I cross that silent river, don't cry, just sing me a song.
Thanks a lot for coming. Thank everybody.
Thank you all very much. It was a great evening.